The National Organization for Women held a press conference outside of the National Association of Broadcasters convention today in support for their Love Your Body campaign. We're promoting women's issues in the media and supporting efforts for low-power community radio. There were approximately 100 people protesting outside of the convention center, promoting pro-body acceptance and blasting radio show hosts such as Dr. Laura, Howard Stern, and Rush Limbaugh.
Hey, 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 hey.
Party Town Radio was there with their Enemies of Free Speech sign with pictures of Eddie Fritz, the NAB dictator, Harold Furchgoth-Roth, the only FCC commissioner who is against LPFM, and who is also being honored at the Policymakers Breakfast. Lowry Mays, the CEO of Clear Channel Communications Radio Conglomerate, which has swallowed over 63 radio groups into their collective since 1996, and Tom Hicks, the CEO of Hicks, Muse, Tate & First, a Texas leveraged buyout firm which is the owner of Clear Channel Communications. These are some of the biggest players in keeping the public from low-power community radio. During the protest, media was on hand. CBS Market Watch, KQED Channel 9, Media Alliance, and San Francisco Liberation Radio were getting interviews from the protesters. KRON Channel 4 TV in San Francisco was also on hand reporting from the protest. It was ironic that one of the buses, which was bringing in some of the NAB conventioners, parked strategically between the protesters and the convention's front doors, as if to block the sight of protesters from the NAB members. NAB security escorted one of our videographers away from the convention doors, as if we didn't have a right to be on that side of the convention. Many corporate suits milling about got an earful and a good look at the sign that proudly displayed the Enemies of Free Speech. The protest ended around 1 p.m. and was without incident.